Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
8:31 coming up at 8:32, 55 KRCD Talk Station. Always enjoy this day and time of week because we get iHeartMedia's aviation expert Jay Ratliff to give us some information about what's going on in the crazy world of the airline industry. Jay, welcome back, man. I hope you and your family are well.
Very well, thank you.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. I'm going to ask you about the weight limit thing. I know you have a couple of topics of conversation you provided, and I appreciate that, but apparently we're getting too fat for airplanes, and there's going to be some safety rules out. But before that, United and Delta are not hiring people who haven't been vaccinated. I had a conversation with Senator Rand Paul just before you came on, and I find vaccines that I'm glad we've got one. If you want to take one, you avoid getting COVID. That's great. But if you've already had COVID, you have natural immunity. I have equal immunity as someone with a vaccine, and some may argue, and there's been research to suggest that my immunity may even be better than someone with the COVID-19 vaccine. So will Delta or United hire me, Jay? I don't know if you know the answer to that question, but I got to ask it.
I'm gonna swing at that curveball, and I'm going to tell you that I don't think they will because it sets up a precedent that they don't want to go down.
Based on science, yeah. It sets a scientific precedent. If you got COVID-19 antibodies and you can prove it, it's just stupid, Jay.
Brian, it's maddening, and it's when you're running a business that is as much based on perception as it is on reality, much as politics, one of the things you want to send is the message that we care, and if you've got the vast majority of your employees vaccinated, that you are, in their mind, protecting the employees and protecting the consumer. And it's very politically correct, and I'm going to use that term, to push the pro-COVID shot narrative. And if it's something that the airlines think that they can use to put a positive spin on things, they're certainly going to do it.
But it's unfair to those who've been through it. I mean, to ignore the science, logic, and reason is to do is a massive disservice in the country. I understand the political component of it, but the political component is born of scientific ignorance. They're perpetuating ignorance.
We're told science is a certainty until they change it, and you're once again, my friend, throwing logic into the emotional conversation of all of this, and that's where everything kind of falls apart. And I am 100% in your corner on all of it. And I was really surprised when Delta was the first carrier to come out and say, if you have not had the vaccine, we won't hire you, because I'm thinking, okay, they've got it. They have teams of lawyers that they had to run this by first. Apparently somebody said it was an okay idea. When they didn't rescind it, I said, okay, here we go, and here's United, and I'm sure all the other airlines are going to quickly follow suit, because now if you don't, it means you don't care about your employees. It means you don't care about your customers, and you can't have that. So other airlines are being pushed, I'm sure, by many in their camp to take that same position so that they kind of have a uniform front. I'd love to have an airline like the Bengals. You know, we'll hire anybody. Just bring them on in, you know, vaccine or not. But the airlines aren't going to take that position.
Criminal record or not. Anyhow, I had to say that.
Well, no. Mike Brown, look, his defense, and he gives people a second, third, fourth chance. And a lot of people in business don't. I just wish it fared better for us as Bengals fans.
Well, there you go on that one. And on that note, we'll pause. We're going to take a quick commercial break here to keep the lights on, and we'll come back with will you work for free for American Airlines? I know the answer to that question. What do you think? We'll find out from Jay right after a word for Collin Electric. Right now, 8:40 at 55 KRCD Talk Station. Of course, we're talking to Jay Ratliff, iHeartMedia's aviation expert. Onto American. Jay, let me initiate this line of questioning and discussion with you by first asking, we did give the airline companies billions of dollars in bailout money because of COVID, right, Jay? We've had conversations about that.
Yeah, let's see, $52 billion, three different times, totaling that 70-some percent, which does not have to be repaid. Answer, yes.
Okay. And during COVID layoff period last year, the airlines, American Airlines, did lay off a sizable chunk of their workforce, right?
30% collectively, and a little bit more when you're talking about those that they offered some very generous incentive packages to leave and never come back.
All right. And I did read correctly the other day that American Airlines is asking its employees to work 6-hour extra shifts for no extra money for free.
Yeah, come on, take one for the team.
What the hell?
I mean, it's as though, Brian, they're saying, man, we have a lot of people traveling this summer. We don't have enough people. And it's like, excuse me, we've been talking about this since January and February with all the advanced bookings that this could be a record summer travel season. Who didn't see this coming? Well, apparently the people with staffing because, you know, Brian, the last couple of weeks the headlines have been talking about how the airline reservation centers are so woefully understaffed that they have 6, 7, 8 hour wait times. And I think you and I discussed the Delta wait time of 21 hours. So I want to say it's management's fault for kind of letting the ball drop, but we also have to look at the reality of today and that we have small businesses and large businesses that are having an impossible time trying to find workers,
right.
And that's the airline industry is certainly not immune to that.
So,
but remember, you know, American and their management have not had a history of, shall we say, really friendly, cozy relationships between union and management.
Yeah.
So for that request to go out, it surprises me a little bit because it's a little audacious. But the other thing is, I'm anxious to see how many of them respond. And then, of course, you know the union, and I'm not a union guy by any stretch of me, they're going to bring that back to the negotiating table if their employees come forward.
Well, it may fly in the face of their collective bargaining agreement.
It very well could, unless there's some exemption in that 9,000-page document that I never had could ever get through all those things to allow it. Delta Airlines, I think it was in May, last month, they had a similar request of their employees in Atlanta asking for some additional help. And, you know, a lot of times when you have a, you know, let's pitch in and get through this together type of thing. We've all had to do that in the course of our careers, taking pay cuts or doing this or doing that for what was considered the greater good. And it may be that American may come back and try to make it good for everybody down the road, and that may be the case. These days, airlines are trying to do more, but I think Delta's going to have a much better chance of pulling something like that off than American. Delta's the one that last year had just given their employees, I think, $1.4 billion in profit sharing on Valentine's Day of last year. And so Delta's already used to kind of giving to the employees. So it wouldn't surprise me if a Delta had zero issue getting people to work for free, where American and other carriers might.
Understood.
Well, I was going to ask you, you threw me a curveball. I'll underhand one to you if I can. They say nitrous oxide can help with depression. I think if we pipe that into the aircraft, all of these issues, this disruptive passengers, will become a thing of the past.
Whippets. Giving out
absolutely
whippets at the front,
just
at the front gate.
Just whip a button and go.
Can I see your ticket? Here's your whippet. Enjoy the flight.
Exactly. Now,
you know, it's
everybody
funny. I joked about that.
Nitrous oxide.
I thought about that a long time ago. I thought it would be a great idea if they pumped nitrous oxide into, like, you know, a bar. It's
sure
just to lighten the atmosphere up a
and
little bit.
Go up.
I'm with you. I think I'd fly more often if they pumped a cabin full of nitrous oxide.
There you go.
Anyway, all right. Heavier, before we get to hub delays, which we always end on, I got to ask you about the heavier passengers. Apparently, Americans are getting fatter and fatter, which is a very well-known phenomenon. Second leading cause of preventable death in the United States is weight. I know you've had your weight struggles, and you lost a whole lot of weight.
50 pounds, thanks to the Wellness Center, absolutely.
That is great, man, and that is just a real inspiration for someone out there as well. It's like Strecker losing 200 pounds. I mean,
he
so is many,
the one that motivated me.
There, you see, you know, it, just setting an example, like, well, dang it, if Joe and Jay can do it, I can too. But this isn't having an impact on the airlines, and for obvious reasons. Heck, some people can't even fit in the one seat anymore.
Right. Well, the airlines are required now to submit a plan to the FAA with regards to what they think is going to be an appropriate average weight for passengers in the summer, passengers in the winter type of thing. And, of course, around the world, other airlines will actually weigh all their passengers for like a week and then develop the averages and go from there for the all-important weight and balance calculations that are needed before every takeoff. airlines are a little reluctant to weigh people, and they're a little reluctant to devote the manpower necessary to pull something like that off, especially during this summer travel season when we don't have enough employees to pull everything together. So most of it's going to be crew airlines coming together and putting together an estimate of what they consider to be an average passenger weight, and they'll submit that to the FAA. I think American's already done it. Other airlines are in the process, absent of weighing anybody. So even though it makes an incredibly fun headline about, you know, you may be weighed before you're going to get on your next flight, it's not going to happen. And we've gone down this road many times before, and for a lot of different reasons, airlines haven't done it. But a lot of people that are pushing for these revised weights, Brian, they actually think that once the airlines get the data, they're going to say, you know what, our seats are too small. Let's make them bigger. Let's take some seats out and make it more comfortable. And I laugh every time I hear that. I'm like, there's no way. They're trying to see how many more seats they can cram in there. Flying is not designed for our comfort. Yes, safety. Comfort, no. So if they can get us safely from point A to point B, and we keep showing up as we continue to do, zero incentive for them to change.
Right. And I get that on a volume basis, but, you know, there's always the opportunity for some specialized carrier out there appealing. Oh, we've got bigger seats for the...
But they got to charge a little bit more.
They do.
And when it comes down to it, people are dollar conscious, and it's like any time we used to have a low-cost carrier coming into... In the Cincinnati, other carriers would lower their price, and then it would run them out, and it was really difficult for those types of people to succeed. And, yeah, there's a lot of startup airlines now thinking that customer service is going to win the day because we're all sick of the airlines. But, look, if I can go round trip out of Cincinnati on United nonstop to Charleston, South Carolina, and back for $97 round trip, I'll take a little, little stress if the seat's a little smaller than I like, because $97 is a great deal.
It is. But, you know, one of the things that really annoys me about air travel is when you are next to the morbidly obese person who's using up a third of your seat. I mean, their body volume is into your personal space. And that, to me, is not my problem. It should be theirs, and they should have to purchase an extra seat if they can't manage to stay within the confines of the one seat. Now, I'm not fat shaming, it's just reality.
A delicate conversation to have is when you have to approach somebody to tell them they need two seats. I've had to do that.
Oh, yeah, I bet that isn't fun.
No.
They're
big boned, and, you know, I keep telling them that the seats keep getting smaller, and I apologize, and it's just not going to be comfortable. And, you know, instead of being charged 200%, we'll have to do 150% to try to save them a little bit of money. But, a lot of times people don't notify anybody up front, and when they show up, it's up to the gate agent to try to catch that with the flight attendants and then try to see if they can take care of it. And when you got a last-minute situation, it's the last headache you want to have, and many times it ends up in a flight being slightly delayed.
Yeah, that's a sad thing, but I can certainly see how that would spill over. All right, we always conclude with hub delays. What's your prediction for today, Jay Ratliff?
Spillover. I think that was a pun. We're looking at Charlotte this morning and Philadelphia this afternoon. And other than that, most of the hubs are going to be free from any weather issues, so it should be a pretty good day to fly.
Maybe a delay, though, because of the lack of help. Maybe at American Airlines, anyway.
Hey, there's always nitrous oxide, right?
Amen to that. Jay Ratliff, thank you so much. Have a great day, my friend. Until next week, stay well.
Hey, thank you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.